Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Da-da-da. Nice try, bitch.
I had it.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
All right, let's start with the cold. It is cold.
Yes, yeah, it buddy. Is.
34 degrees right now. You may have some frost. Mm-hmm. I would even argue I had ice on my windshield this morning.
Did you really?
It was a thick frost, Tommy.
Damn.
Got a thick frost going out of a windshield. But have no fear. The high will get into the mid-60s today, but we're not going to get there till like after 2 o'clock.
Damn.
So if you're leaving the house this morning, you may want to bring like your actual coat. It's not going to get out of the 30s until like 9 o'clock. And this weekend looks like it may, be a rain out. We are not getting above 65 degrees.
And rain.
You got it.
All right.
We'll get back to the weather in a second, although we have to update a couple of things here this morning.
What's the matter?
First of all, we got to let you know programming wise, because of the holiday on Monday and so many people being off, we want to make sure you get all the football coverage you need. So we are doing Football Friday today, getting ready for the Falcons-Bills Monday Night Football. Keep in mind, 7 o'clock kickoff on Monday. It's the early Monday Night Football game. So we will have all that stuff we'll get to later. Also, we talked this morning, around this time yesterday morning, the Sabres are back in action.
Yes.
Yep, they kicked off last night live on CMF against the New York Rangers. And right now, after one game, they are averaging 0 goals a game. They got beat 4-0.
God damn.
At home in the opener last night. And I watched every second of
the
game. Of course I did. Of course. Why would you not? Why would you not watch every second of a 4-0 loss when there's good playoff baseball and Thursday Night Football?
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, again, if you're just waking up now, the Philadelphia Eagles lost badly to the New York Giants last
night. Damn.
Laid an egg.
And they're not really banged up, are they?
No, it's just they got, you know.
Yeah. Just a kind of a fluky loss, I think.
Thursday Night Football, anything can happen.
Okay.
Dogs, cats living together, mass hysteria. If you're looking for actual, like, good hockey.
Yeah, where do I go?
The good news is your Rochester Americans puck drop open the season tonight at the Blue Cross Arena.
That's fun.
I believe they are doing their pregame party, too.
That street party?
Yep, outside the arena. I'm sure all the information is at the Amex website there, so you can go watch that hockey.
Yeah.
But getting back to the weather.
Yeah, the weather.
All right, because we are now officially in fall.
Yeah.
And if the temperature has not indicated that enough, New York State wants you to know we are now in peak foliage.
Foliage.
In the Finger Lakes and Central New York regions.
Mm-hmm.
For example, south of us, down in places like Bath and surrounding areas.
Yeah, what's going on?
If you want to see the most beautiful of fall colors, now is the time to go.
Drive to Bath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then now and in the next week, over the next week, down the 90 going east, that's when they'll be hitting peak colors there.
Okay.
And I know there will be people that will be getting in their cars and traveling to go leafing.
Yeah.
Which is strange to me because you could just go outside and look up.
You could. You could.
Because I know based on the jacket and boots you're wearing.
Yes. I have leaf peaked.
Explain it to me.
So I remember the first one I did with my wife was Bristol.
Okay.
So you go up the chairlift and then you look at all of the grandeur.
Uh-huh.
And there's spectacular colors
sure.
of fall.
Yeah.
Then you go back down the mountain. Okay. Get in your car and go home.
See what he's trying to do right now?
What's that?
Like he's trying to play it off. Like, I'm cool like you guys. I think it's lame.
Drive out to Sodus Point that has no mayor.
A mayorless point.
A mayorless point. Enjoy the colors of the fall as they reflect off the water.
Like he wants to be us, but he likes it. He likes the
look. Beautiful.
You like, it's not. It's.
I mean, it is pretty to look at. I mean, but the thing Pat, is, I don't feel like you have to go that far out of your way to see it.
It's
you know?
Too. It's too bright and colorful, for Pat. He likes a nice dreary.
No.
Fall.
What I don't get.
What
is you like? You driving a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
I mean,
whole
like, you
ride.
You could just go to the lake or like yeah. to a hill somewhere,
or,
and look at the trees.
Or on your way to work, simply look out the window at every tree you
no,
drive by.
Go down to Letchworth State Park.
Okay.
And all the grandeur of the canyon.
Will you stop saying grandeur? It's the third time he said grandeur. I don't get the travel. Like, I understand, like, if someone is from the South
yeah.
and they come up here and they want to drive down 90.
But a lot of the South has leaf change.
Okay, give me a place that doesn't have leaf change.
Florida.
Okay. If you're from Florida, yeah. you come to New York, you're like, wow, I want to go see all this and it's glorious.
The foliage.
I get that. If you have a tree anywhere near you in Rochester,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you're going to get to take in the colors of the fall.
But you better get used to this.
What am I getting used to?
Your wife's going to drag you to this stuff. And you're going to have to do it.
So luckily, for all the things I get dragged to, I've never been dragged to
leaf peeking. It's coming.
Peaking.
It's going to really come when the kids are out of the house.
I'm not going to
leave. Now you have, like, weekends free.
No.
To leaf peek.
Yeah, you will be selecting your bed and breakfast spot based on where the leaves are changing.
First of all, I would.
I know your wife is a big bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't know, boutique
person.
Hotel stay.
And then you
person.
Can go. You can go to these little boutique shops out in the country
yeah.
and find unique mustards to dip in weird pretzels,
like,
to take home.
He's running his mouth like this. You're dressed like either a guy who loves leaves or a guy who fronted a band in like 2010. Hi, I'm Tommy from Mumford and Sons.
You do look like you have a book of pressed leaves. Ooh, a nice maple.
Can I show you what I know on the mandolin, ladies and gentlemen?
But you go out and do all that syrup crap.
I like the syrup thing, though.
Yeah, it's freezing cold, and you get syrup, which you could get anywhere.
We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this.
But
right
you
now.
Do that. To me, that's just the same thing.
No, but here's the thing.
Get pancakes.
All you can eat pancakes,
can buy,
by the way.
You could go down and get the leaves and go buy pancakes and eat them.
No, but I don't need the leaves to get the pancakes. I need the syrup.
But they got the syrup and the pancakes okay. at every diner.
It's not the same.
In Naples.
Unless they have. Unless
Ooh,
they,
Naples is nice this time of year, too.
Unless they have authentic from the tree maple syrup, I'm not interested. I've been spoiled. My wife opened my eyes to this like actual real maple syrup, and I can't ever go back. I can't.
Canadian crack.
Well, it's New York crack.
Well, same thing.
Well, no, because one's, which is a whole other country.
Yeah, but they do it better.
I know, as an international traveling Mumford & Sons lead man, like, you know, every city looks the same. Walter writes us on Instagram, it is peak foliage time for Central and Southern New York. Bath, is it's nice in Bath right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Walter writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, I'll read it the way I think he wrote it.
Yeah.
I'm in Vermont. Beautiful colors of fall this way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Autumn in Vermont.
Mm.
Gorgeous.
Wasn't that the name of your second album with Mumford & Sons? No, we have to drive to D.C. right after the show.
Oh, my God. You're going to see so much color.
I'm going to get so much color out of the leaves. Of the yeah. But that's the other thing, right? Like, everyone drives enough. Like, we make it sound like we live in New York, like in Brooklyn, where we're walking every day to, like, our job. You're in the car the majority of your day anyway.
Yeah.
Just look out the effing window. Shut up.
The spectacular foliage as it reflects off of the canal.
I know
in Greece.
I know what's gonna happen
what?
Too. Well, like, okay. So I got a 6 to 7 hour drive depending on traffic.
Yeah.
Right after
oh,
the
yeah.
show, down to Washington, D.C. for this hockey.
You're gonna get to see all the foliage.
Oh my God.
And my wife, like, on 10 separate occasions is gonna point out the window and go, look at that. And I know that. That's near our house. I know this. I don't wanna keep looking out the window. Shut up, please. I just wanna drive the car and just get to where I'm going. I'm trying to listen to this podcast. It's not as good as what we do for a living. If we could just, you know, maintain what we're doing
okay.
here, I would really appreciate that. And you don't, I don't, I. What happened to you? What happened to you where you think this is fun and cool?
I'm old.
He likes to take day trips. He's a big day trip guy.
Yeah.
Let's go for a drive.
We do. Usually we go, usually my wife and I, like on a Sunday, mm-hmm. we'll find a place to go, have lunch, you know.
You don't eat.
Yeah, we do.
No, you specifically
eat
don't
small
eat.
Portions.
I got like a salad or something,
wow.
Like a cocktail, and walk around.
He gets a lettuce. He gets lettuce in a small New York town.
I mean, I do kind of get the need to like just change up the scenery a little bit. Like sometimes it just feels nice to like, I don't know, go somewhere else.
Pat doesn't like to
seeing
go
the same things over and over again. Sometimes
I don't want to
like,
see nothing. I don't want to look at nothing.
No, but here's the thing.
What's that?
Mostly everywhere in New York you go, it looks the
same. Yeah, but it's not.
It
you're
looks
not
the
in the same.
Okay, Mike
Mulay.
Am I wrong?
You've been to one town, you've seen them all.
Tell me a town.
Tell you, these little towns, like, they rip you off.
You live in
the
Pittsburgh.
The make you feel like you're on vacation, even though you're like 45 minutes away.
He lives in Pittsburgh. Like, where?
I don't need it.
What town are you going to? You're going to go to Skinny Atlas?
Every drive's a same.
Which looks just like Pittsburgh? You're going to go to Auburn, which just looks just like Pittsburgh? You're going to go to...
Auburn doesn't look like
Pittsburgh. Okay, whatever. It's Auburn.
Auburn looks like Auburn.
Do not besmirch the good name of Pittsburgh.
You live in a resort town.
I do.
And you drive to other resort towns.
Well, I like to see other variations of kayaks.
the other thing, too, if you're not leafing, like we're in pumpkin season.
Where are you leafing?
Where they leaf forgive me. Yeah. We're in pumpkin season now.
Well, we've kind of been
apple.
In pumpkin.
No, we have been in apple season. We are transferring out of apple season into pumpkin season.
Well, you're going into the Halloween and all that stuff.
Like I got to think this weekend kicks off like the big pumpkin weekend, the drive towards Halloween.
Like all
pumpkin.
These joints got to be slammed.
I would think so.
Yeah,
because it's gonna be. I mean, it'll be rainy this weekend, but that doesn't stop anybody from getting pumpkins.
No,
right. The way that the temperature's changing, you would think
they're pre-washed.
All right, so this week, and the good news.
What's the good news?
The Bills play Monday night, so you will have your entire Sunday wide open if you're a Bills fan to go get pumpkins and drive around and look at trees. Check out the trees, guys. They're not the same color it was. What a great place to live.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mm-hmm.
Two problems? One solution. You got adult children that can't afford to move up.
Yeah.
You got their parents who are working longer than they have anticipated having to.
To pay for these kids.
And you would think, Tommy, that means that both are miserable.
Yeah. How else could it go?
Well, Tommy, I'm going to tell you how these two problems may be making things better.
Somebody lying.
In some situations. For both parties.
How?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Ladies and gentlemen.
What do you got?
Allow me to introduce you to the stay-at-home son.
Stay-at-home son?
It is a new term for adult kids that can't yet afford to move out.
Yeah.
They are taking care of their parents' homes where they live rent-free while their parents are gone for the day at work.
So wait, the kid don't work?
Well, it depends on what they do. A lot of younger people that are working with their parents have the ability to have work from home.
Okay. Jobs.
So if you have a schedule like that or you're not working a standard 9-to-5 as the child, you are grocery shopping, errand running, cleaning.
So you got to give them a to-do list. And he better get it done.
So here's the thing. This
you're
is
almost like a home assistant.
It's exactly what it's. Yeah. It's a housekeeper.
It's a maid.
Yeah. It's a housekeeper.
No, you're a maid and you're a maid.
So we say stay-at-home son, but this is a son and daughter thing. I guess it's easier to take shots at dudes, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a story in the New York Post about a few people that are in this situation. They came to the conclusion together this would work, and both sides, both parents and children, are thrilled with the way this worked out. So one mom-son combo they talked to, it's an extreme one. Okay. He's 34, no job.
The whole 34, and he's still scrubbing his mother's crapper?
Again, it's one example because idiots like you who read the New York Post are like, oh, I told you, damn kids, But the other folks they talk to that are in more standard situations.
Like a two-parent home.
Yeah, working kid and a parents,
mom and dad are
that are still working longer than they had to.
Yeah, but man, he's always there, man. Like the one thing when you get to retirement, you know, you're looking to do a little gray diddling here, man, and the kid and junior's here.
Yeah, can I
on the couch?
Can I stop you for a sec there? Because every time
Mama damp and she needs to be taken care of.
Every time you open your mouth, I want to throw up. Also, every time you
What's wrong with older people being
everything
intimate?
Wrong with everything.
No, I thought we were supposed to accept everything.
No,
all accept it.
You know,
even the gray diddlers.
I don't teach it.
Oh, I teach.
I don't know what I preach. It. Bro, you, by the
I
way,
get
no,
down
you don't.
And preach to it.
You absolutely don't. Please.
I pray to the great goddess.
Hey, you know what Tommy's new foreplay is?
What's that?
Please! Please! Please!
That and more, folks, tonight at Comedy at the Carlton.
Got that?
I got there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I had a point. I was okay. Here's a point. Yeah. Every time this comes up about the kids,
you get
home,
all sexual.
No, it's not the sexual thing.
What?
You keep bringing up. You know, you're ruining my retirement.
Well, you have no privacy.
Hey, let me throw something at you, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
If the economy is not good enough for people in their 25, 30 years old to be able to afford a home or an apartment, what makes you think their parents are able to retire? And that's the issue here.
Well, even so, like I'm still
busting my ass. Oh.
And you're still here.
Oh, that's you. That's what you sound like.
That's what your mama's gonna sound like tonight, baby. She'd be howling at that ceiling fan.
In this article, they talk about exactly what I'm trying to explain to
you. The economy.
No,
they can't afford a house.
Listen to me. Yes, that's part of it from the kid's side. The other part of it is you have these people that are in their 50s and 60s that anticipated at this point being able to retire. But the economy has been so bad and the retirement situation has been so rough that they're now finding out they have to work later.
Okay.
So because of that. They need someone to take care of the things they thought they would be able to take care of themselves, which is why this relationship works out for both parties.
If the kid follows through.
Oh, my God.
But I don't want to come home that the list ain't done, and I see on the counter a $7 goddamn Starbucks, but you tell me you busted all damn day.
Hey, what'd you stop and get today?
That's really weird.
I just stopped and
got you got two Starbucks next to you. Two.
Well, I also got Kimmy one.
No, okay, that's three, though. Don't try and play it
off. Yes, that would be
you cool. have in your little stool, which everyone can clearly see.
Well, I have my regular cup, and then I have my chaser.
Uh-huh.
Chaser.
You need a chaser.
Yeah,
man.
You don't pay a mortgage. Oh, this kid's bad. How much in coffee is currently on that stool right now?
With tip?
Yeah.
$18. Well, I tipped a $5 tip because...
Because you didn't tip the last time?
No, because they always have it ready for me.
Wow.
Well, she's really good. This girl, every Friday I go, she always has my order up.
Look at you. You're like VIP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. But it's weird here, Kimmy, because I heard like people in their 20s and 30s are a bunch of bums, don't know nothing about nothing. Don't drink your Starbucks as he slams his Starbucks. What a dick.
I earned that. I had a good week.
Is there another show you do that we missed? 252-WCMF. We're talking about stay-at-home sons. It's this new... I guess, descriptor of adult kids. They can't afford to move out of their parents' house in their late 20s, early 30s. Moms and dads, their parents, that are working longer than they thought they would have to because they don't have the money to retire, and these kids are working from home or don't have standard 9-to-5 jobs. They are taking care of the house and doing the things that mom and dad thought they would have time to do, retiring earlier. It's a relationship that works for both people, and the folks they talk to in this article love the arrangement. Kimmy, is this a good idea?
I mean, if it works, if both parties are happy, they're both benefiting from it, I don't see why it's a bad idea. I mean, I can see, like, you know, as a young adult, like, how it may be tough for you to explain that situation to some people without judgment.
Like a date?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would hurt your dating life for sure.
It's got to crush it.
Okay, so we talk about this.
It almost becomes like harder to get out of the house even though you're saving money, you know what I mean? Because unless like you can afford to live on your own, it would be hard to find, you know, love later on down the road.
So, you know, we always talk about this, how hard it would be to meet the members of the opposite sex. But we're basing it on us when we were that age. Maybe it has become so standard. And I ask, 252-WCMF, that now it's not a faux pas to meet a 27-year-old man or a 28-year-old woman who still live with their mom and dad.
And that's not bad anymore. That's sad.
Even if that person that you're seeing doesn't necessarily care, it still makes for like an inconvenient dating situation.
Like, where do you go?
Unless like she has her own place.
I left the refrigerator open, and I told you to replace these ice cube trays, Terrence.
You're really Terrence.
Old Terrence is living home.
There's no Terrences anymore. Oh, there's no Terrences. Young
Terrences. Oh, yeah, they're at the house.
You're really jumping into it fast because you're kind of forced to meet the family right away.
Okay, oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to walk in and meet mom and dad.
But again, we're basing things on how we came up. Things sound like they're different now. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a part of this. And I do find it interesting.
What's that?
You're right. I mean, you have every right, Tommy, the way you've lived your life, to sit here and criticize these kids that are in a bad way because, like, you know, you busted your ass when you were a kid. You went to your job that you got with no college education after you lied to your high school principal about finding Jesus to get a degree.
Accepted the Lord as my Savior.
And you went in that job every day that paid you the equivalent of
$70,000. Well, not at first. I had to earn it.
You're right. You earned it.
You had to work your way up.
You earned it by stealing all you could every single day.
Not every day.
Having your coworkers punch you in when you were not there.
But I also did it for them.
Showing up to work drunk on Sundays to get time and a half, which you have admitted to. Like, you know, all of these things that you did, you had to bust your ass.
You forget about my butt and the meat.
And that, all that too. In a time where you could just show up to any job like that and be like, oh, go to house. No, I own a house. Shut up. If anybody does not have a leg to stand on to criticize these people, it is you. You know, as we talk about this relationship, and again, Kimmy's right. If it works for you, it works.
Yeah, sure.
The only thing that's scary about this,
what?
We're kind of going backwards as an American society.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Because like 150 years ago, Tommy, you and your family, three generations of it, lived in a house.
Oh, yeah.
Took care of each other.
Sure.
Everyone had their role. And that's because there wasn't really any opportunity.
Yeah, you had farms and family businesses and storefronts. The whole family worked.
And it kind of feels like we're going back to that spot.
Okay.
No, not okay.
Maybe some of the fun stuff will come back, like horseback riding and playing a harmonica.
And rickets.
Yeah, rickets and a barrel full of fire that you can warm your hands on.
Like, am I jumping
the railroads.
Am I being overreactive when I'm thinking, like, you know, like turn of the century, 1900s, like grandpa's
homesteads?
They all sleep in one giant bed, like it's Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory? Like, it kind of feels like
those old tenement houses.
I mean,
where everybody was just crammed in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Yankees were good back then. They were on fire. You know?
Troy writes, someone should tell these kids the military provides free housing and food. I think that would be good for our military. People going against their will to eat.
I'm here for a sandwich.
I kind of want people that would like to do the job. Yeah, you know what I mean? True. We're just thinking out loud here. I don't know. You drive me nuts.
What?
What do you mean what?
It would just be so difficult to be like, you've worked and you've saved, you did all this stuff. And like, you want an end game to it.
Yeah.
You're talking about his parents.
But even if I have to still work during retirement time, I still just want to come home and want some peace and quiet. I already raised your ass.
Okay, but
you're also assuming that your kid wants to be around you 24/7.
I get it.
You know, like hopefully you could figure out a situation where you're not always in each other's way.
I don't know, man.
Because they're going to try to avoid you, too.
Good.
Okay.
Great place for that is down the street.
Yeah, get out of my house.
Apartment house.
Paul asks one final question here, and I think it's a good question.
What does it say?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us, he says, of course mom is going to love it, but what does dad think? Which parent do you think would prefer having son-daughter home?
I would say on average, moms.
Why?
Because they're more nurturing. They love the family around. Dads love the family to a point.
Okay.
My wife loves these kids endlessly.
So you're saying you don't want the kids around the house?
Not all the time, no. Well, I don't. Hey, they would drive you nuts after a while.
It's more their house than it is yours.
I get it, man.
Heavy.
I get it, man.
What different situation.
You dumbass. Why you open your stupid mouth?
I'm telling you,
why
man.
Why are you opening your mouth?
Every guy loves their kids to a point. And then they get you hit that dad wall.
Hold on, I got to text my wife. Hey, honey, can you have the guest room ready for Tommy?
You know you hit the dad wall. Every dad hits that wall.
No, I love my kids.
Yeah, I think like my dad would want to do more activities than my mom would. Because like my mom wants to go off and do her own thing, whereas like my dad would be like, oh, cool. I got a buddy in the house now. Especially
your parents
if my brother
have like role reversal almost. Yeah.
No, I think that there's
like
more
my,
dads
my
like
dad
that.
Would be way more annoying, I think, than my mom.
Oh, my father couldn't stand
Hey, what are you doing
kids.
Today? Yeah, he'd constantly want to know my schedule.
Like the amount of pillow forts Kimmy would be forced to build with her dad if she had to move back home, which is hard because in her dad's pillow forts, no girls allowed.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's been a rough week for Bills fans.
Oh, yeah.
And look, it's okay to be a little down in the dumps after what happened Sunday night. But the fact of the matter is, this team is still good. Vegas still very much believes in them.
Yeah.
And because there is massive talent on the roster, and we have the best player in the NFL leading it, there is one simple thing.
What's that?
That this team has to do Monday night. All you have to do is show us how you're going to use all that talent.
Okay. Let it rip.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMFs, we are doing a Football Friday today, despite the fact that the game is Monday night at 7 o'clock, because the holiday on Monday, we want to make sure everybody gets all the football coverage, right? So If you want to watch the game,
watch it.
Bills Falcons Monday Night Football, 7 p.m. You can head on down to Bill Gray's in Shiloh.
Yeah, I'm looking for some big entertainment.
Oh, bro.
Something wide open.
Both wide and big.
Okay, that's what I'm in.
For the first time in break room history, after you listeners demanded it for a year and a half,
yeah.
Ryan Duffy.
Ryan.
Oh, I didn't know we were chanting. Sorry.
We did it the last time. You started it. I like how she starts a trend and then bails on me.
I was finishing something up over here.
I tried to yell
at you. I had you in two different ears.
I tried to yell at you about the punchlines, and you said it was nothing. And then look at what she's done to both of us. Ryan Duffy will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh. Fantastic food while it lasts while Ryan's there. Delicious drinks. And Ryan Duffy.
Very exciting, man.
The Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh. He is so excited about this.
I bet.
He is so excited. And people have been like reaching out to him.
The kid's a hit, man. He is. I mean, here's what's great about Ryan.
What's that?
And I bet your whole family. And you're great people. He's multi-talented.
Oh, is he?
We've seen it, man.
He's doing our job and like a real job at the same time.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I mean, he can sing.
Uh-huh.
He can play the guitar.
Uh-huh.
He can make you laugh with his singing and guitar.
Going out with Ryan Duffy Sunday night, the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. Bills Falcons. If you've been reading stories this week,
yeah,
listening to shows, podcasts, whatever about the Bills, it may seem to you like the sky is falling. The defense is terrible. The offense can't get moving. Coaches are puking all over themselves.
Yeah.
And Tommy, that is an overreaction.
Of course.
It's an overreaction.
Of course.
Do either of you guys in the room right now know who the odds-on favorite is to win the Super Bowl right now?
After last night?
After, yeah.
Or after, I guess, this weekend. Yeah. This weekend. I have no idea.
You want to guess?
A Buffalo Bills.
You nailed it. Bills are still the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. Can anyone in this room tell me who the odds-on favorite is to win the NFL MVP right now?
Is it a man by the name of Josh Allen?
You nailed it. Yeah, still Josh Allen. Still Josh Allen. The Bills are still...
I was going to say, Trevor Lawrence is looking pretty good down there in Jackson.
Yeah, no.
He saved that game for their ass.
He did.
He fell down.
He fell down, got up, and finished the game.
That's not exactly MVP.
I mean, that play
was amazing.
Look, I loved watching it. I don't look at that and be like, wow, look at the athleticism of falling down.
I think
down.
That white trash-looking kid is pretty good.
The point I'm getting at is this. Not only are the Bills still favored to win the Super Bowl, not only is Josh Allen the odds-on favorite for MVP, the Bills are number one in the AFC East. They are currently the 2 seed in the AFC. They are still top 3 in the league.
But how are they the 2 seed?
Because the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't turned into a pumpkin yet.
All right.
The point I am getting at here, things are good. And 28 other fan bases in the NFL would kill to be us right now.
But they got to start lighting it up.
Look.
You got too much talent, like you said, in that kid. To start, let's see some.
Look, I agree with you. There's
a little showtime going.
There's a ton of talent on this team. They are stacked with leaders, guys who have been through the ups and downs of the NFL season. All the Bills have to do Monday night.
What is that?
Show us exactly who you are.
Let's see some primetime.
Sure.
Primetime.
Look, I want to be clear. I'm not saying.
High stepping into the end zone.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
Autographing balls, throw them in the stands.
Not what I'm saying. They got a lower back problem. Yeah. I'm throwing it. Oh, I threw it. It hurts my back. I'm not saying I need to see fireworks all over the place. I'm not saying, you know, every pass is a 90-yard bomb from Josh Allen. Show us what kind of team you are this season. Because the first 5 weeks of the season, Kimmy, have been a little weird.
Yeah.
There are times where the Bills come out and they are a power running team.
Sure.
We're going to pound the ball 25 times. James Cook's going to rush for 120. Then there are times where, in the Baltimore game, we need a win. So here comes Josh Allen just chucking it all over the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to be a running team? Do they want Josh Allen to air it out? Are they being patient and deliberate on offense on purpose? Is this something that they are being forced into because other defenses are stopping what Josh Allen and the receivers are doing? Inquiring minds would like to know.
Okay.
And Monday night is the perfect week to go out and show the NFL exactly what you are.
Well, how bad is Atlanta? Pretty bad, right?
Atlanta's weird.
Yeah, because the Bills are, you already said, like, the Bills are only favored by, are they still favored by 4.5?
I saw 4.5 this
morning.
Okay,
I didn't know if it had changed at all, but, I mean, that's a pretty small gap.
The Falcons are .500. They've beaten decent teams. They got blown out 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers. I don't know what to think.
They suck.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know what the hell to think. But to the point, whether Atlanta is good or not, it's the perfect weekend to show what you are, because this Atlanta Falcons team does not know you. The Bills never play the Falcons.
Yeah.
In the last few weeks.
But you also don't know the Falcons. But you can make that same argument right. other side of the ball.
If you give me mystery, I'll take Sean McDermott.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is the last few weeks, you've played almost all AFC East teams. And those teams know every little detail about your roster, your tendencies. They watch you while you sleep.
Okay.
It's weird. You ever wake up to Mike Vrabel staring at you right in the face?
Not recently.
When you're playing a team in Atlanta that has zero experience with you, you can play with more freedom. They are easier to fool. You don't have to run those stupid, weird-ass trick plays that have been blowing up in your face the last 2 weeks. What are you doing? You got Josh Allen. You don't need to run an inside trap with Dawson Knox and you fumble a ball. You can go out and be you.
All right.
And isn't that, Tommy, what we're all trying to
I just want to see him win convincingly. And what you want to see Josh put on a show. I mean, that's why you watch these games, man. People want to be entertained. They don't want to watch
Every Bills fan doesn't care. Win the game, I don't care.
No, I want to be entertained.
You're not a Bills fan.
Yeah, but the nation turns its lonely eyes to you, Josh Allen.
Yeah, but entertaining is a... I mean, when you say entertained, you want a blowout of just all offense, or you want like a close game that's going to come down to Josh Allen making some amazing play?
I want to see him do some great things.
But then you may be hoping for a closer game then.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Show me what you got, kid.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
But show me you hurtling, but that's crazy on the
you're
field,
doing that
looking around.
You're desperate. You don't want to do that.
All of a sudden, like, you don't know. Man, he throws the ball. You didn't even know that guy was standing there, and all of a sudden he's holding the ball. I want to see some
amazing.
Fun. Give me some
That's
fun.
That's a high standard to have every game.
Give me one of them because I haven't seen it yet.
What do you mean? The Ravens game, you jackass?
You wait till the end?
Yeah, you
drag your ass around. You're walking around, looking around.
Well, you're walking around, looking
around. Sliding around.
Just because you went to bed and didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And by the way, you talk about a dominant win. With the exception of...
The Jets game was a good game.
No, with the exception of last week and the Ravens game. The Bills have won every game by double digits. They've scored 30 points in four of the first five games. No,
but it didn't feel like a 30. It didn't feel like a 30.
You sound like such a spoiled bitch right now.
That's fine. I'm allowed to be.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to be a spoiled bitch.
Listen, man, I support this team with my money. Start dancing for me.
How do you support this team with your money?
I watch the game. I buy the products.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What do you buy because the Bills told you to?
All the stuff they advertise.
Like what?
Tommy John underwear, high-end coffee, booze. Yeah, I buy the Jameson. They advertise the whiskey.
Okay. 252.
I didn't even heard about it until I started watching football.
252-9263. This weekend, it's very simple. Against Atlanta, Monday night, all you have to do is show us who you are. And I think it is very important that all Bills fans take a deep breath right now. Things are okay. This team was not going to go undefeated this season. And I get that it sucks to lose to the Patriots, especially at home. And it makes it even more miserable to lose the way they did. However, Tommy, you win on Monday night, puts you right back on track.
Yeah.
You'd be 5-1. You're heading into your bye. You've got the Carolina Panthers on the other side. Survive this week. Ideally, the injury bug that's been kicking your ass the first 5 weeks is in the past. And you are 5-1, riding high to get to 6-1, and you go and see the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. That's great. Let's do it.
No, we go see it. They come see us.
Yeah, they come here.
That's it. That's all you got. You are staring down the barrel, if you can handle business, of 6-1 with the Chiefs coming to town and the ability for you to put another game between you and this Chiefs team that just cannot seem to figure it out.
Yeah, they're struggling.
I mean, everything's lined up.
Right, so let's do it.
Are you scared of the Colts right now? I'm not.
Well, it would be nice to get our team a little healthier. I mean, that's what's the game changer for me is are we going to have Ed Oliver back at some
point?
Man,
is he still not playing?
He didn't play last week.
Is he playing this week?
He's been limited in practice.
Oh, for God's sake.
Are you getting mad at Ed Oliver?
Yeah.
You should say it to his face.
Where is he?
I mean,
he can't get up? His back hurts?
It's his ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, no, ankle
foot,
hurt?
Right?
Foot ankle.
Stepped on.
I can't believe with all these pharmaceuticals, they can't shoot these guys up.
Yeah, no.
That makes things better.
And it worked out so well in the past doing that with NFL plays. You should continue to do that.
They all look very comfortable in their wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm. So after all I just said, confidence and everything will be okay.
Yeah.
There is only one potential issue.
Here we go.
For Monday.
What?
The Falcons are coming off their bye week.
All right.
So
they're rested?
They've had a full, no, not just rested. They've had a full 2 weeks to prepare for the Bills.
Oh. Yeah.
And like I said, they're a weird team. There are some weeks where they look like a legit NFL team that can beat anybody. There are other weeks where they look like a complete tire fire. So I guess, Kimmy, with you know, the knowledge that they're coming off their bye and the Bills are coming off a rough game. You're not kidding me. This is an opportunity for Bills players, the coaching staff, to show the rest of the NFL, look, we've been here before. This is how professionals handle adversity.
Yeah.
And I would argue, based on what we've seen from this team the last 7 years, we should not worry about it.
Well, who's the better coach? Is it McDermott or is it Glanville?
I think I'm taking the team coming off a loss over the team coming off a bye.
Oh, look at that for a betting tip.
Why would you say that?
I just think, like, I feel like sometimes after the bye, teams lose a little bit of momentum.
Get a little cold.
Because we've seen it with the Bills, even.
Sean McDermott's never lost a game after a bye week.
I thought he did last year.
Never.
I take it back.
Well, if you had any faith in Kimmy's take a second ago.
Hot bets.
Pretend I didn't say anything.
Okay. I mean, like, the bye week thing does make me a little bit nervous. But you have the firepower to go out and blow them away if you want to. You just have to put the foot on the gas early.
You got the talent.
Make them play catch up, yes.
Let's use this talent.
Yes.
By their salary.
You really don't know anybody in Atlanta, do you?
It's been so many years. I think my buddy Steve Bordeaux moved or died.
Because you did live in Atlanta for a little while.
I went to military school there for 2.5 years.
And that was 1990?
72. So it was Nixon was still a good president, actually. We didn't even know how bad Dick Nixon was going to be.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.